All right. It is Dancast, episode 74, April 26, 2015. How you guys doing? How the fuck are you? I remember when we first started these things, I was trying to be all professional and shit. And then, I don't know, I just had this thing like, am I making a podcast or am I just trying to talk to my buds? My guys! My buddies! Because that's what I do on here. And haven't done that a whole lot lately. It's just, I figured, you know, once every while, once in a while, it's okay. Gonna turn up my headphones here so I can hear what I'm doing. There we go. That's much better. Hope y'all are doing well. Haven't done a whole lot in the past 2 weeks. I ain't done shit. How about that? You know what I did? I figured this weekend I would start regimenting my free time in a way. You know how it's like when you have dreams and goals, and you say, I want to do these things in my life, and then when you have the time to do those, you just fucking sit on your ass and watch Star Wars, which is what I did the past week. And I was like, this has got to stop. Stop being a fucking loser. So I've decided at the very first step, I would dedicate at least an hour every morning on Saturdays and Sundays to like reading these books that I told myself I wanted to read. Things that would help me live my life, help me earn more, help me or try to help me become more fulfilled. I volunteer at a fucking soup kitchen if my mind, and I give out healthy servings of education. And that's what I did this morning. It actually felt really good because I woke up and, you know, I got established, and usually what I would do is make a pot of coffee, sit my ass down in my man chair with either an iPad or my MacBook and put on some headphones and just read stuff on the internet. And that'd be my morning. That'd be my whole morning, just reading Reddit threads. And you can't, I don't know, I'm trying to get out of this, back into the habit of what is it that successful people do? Successful people aren't on fucking LinkedIn. They're not browsing Reddit, are they? Maybe they're doing AMAs. Ever notice that the people that we admire tend to do things very differently than how we do things? You think Arnold Schwarzenegger's watching the new Daredevil Netflix? Maybe he is, I don't know. Speaking of him, I was reading this thing on, I think it was in Men's Journal, about building a bigger action hero. I'll link to it here, but the general idea of the article was just the amount of work that men who want to be in Hollywood, who want to be actors, like get those big bucks, have to put into their bodies. And reading over this, like, you may come to this idea that acting is about the craft of acting and delivering lines and all this stuff, but then you think of a guy like Arnie. Guy was a shit actor, but he was a behemoth of a man. So when you're trying to do a movie on Conan the Barbarian, you kind of need some guy with muscle to be doing that role. And you can work through, you can muddle through the bad acting. You have just, is it more believable to have a good classically trained actor there who's kind of flabby, you know, with his 12% body fat, which I suppose isn't really that bad, is actually pretty good. Or Arnold up there, massive guy, and his horrific accent, which is more likely to take you out of the scene? Bad body or bad acting? I had a side-by-side of Sean Connery as James Bond and Daniel Craig as James Bond, and Sean Connery was like, I don't know if he was a 60s ideal man as far as shape was. I don't think so, but he, you know, looked like a guy. This guy looked like a guy hanging out by the pool. And Daniel Craig is put more work into the body. But it was interesting because they were talking about the personal trainers, these people, either the movie studios or the actors get their own personal trainers lined up, and they have to, these personal trainers just transform. Some guy went, like, lost 20 pounds in the weekend, mostly, like, water weight. And so what they do is they lose all that pound, so that's all water weight. So the muscle definition is there. So then, that Monday or whatever, they film all the sex scenes. Any scene where the guy has to have his shirt off, that's... And then, you know, after this guy passes out from the extreme weight loss, and he's allowed to drink a glass of water again... They do all the other scenes, but they were all active. I'm reading this, and I know the theme of this is like, oh, this is horrific. Such horrible body standards we have for both men and women. And we should evolve as a human race, as a society, past to demanding these conditions. These high level physical body conditions of our actors. But I read that and it's like, I gotta get my fucking act together. Because you don't want, you know, I'm not trying to be Superman, but I can't be Superman. I got a gut. I got ready to get rid of that. I think I don't know what a good way to put it. I suspect deep down, women who exercise and, you know, want to stay in shape, they are aiming for desire. Like, they want to be looked at and envied and desired by men. And I suspect that men who work out heavily want to be feared or respected. And that's, you know what? That's totally... That's totally why I even bother exercising. It's like, no one's gonna treat you seriously if you got man boobs. No one's gonna fear you. Do some push-ups. Get rid of that shit. You can't run a Fortune 500 when you got man boobs. You can, actually, can you? Maybe that's a new style thing. Particularly back when hundreds and hundreds of years ago, being a fat fuck was a sign of you're doing all right because you weren't starving and you were well fed and you had this leisure time. You didn't have to put in any work, so you gained all this weight. But that weight was a sign that you were wealthy, you were successful. But now it's like, you're fucking gross. You're gross if you do that. The idea of like the high level CEO being a fat, gross pig, smoking a cigar. And now I don't know. Now that's not a sign, you know, it's not like a respect thing. It's more like a look at this fat shit. Modern day Jabba the Hutt eating fucking frogs. And, what else was in this thing? The amount, even things like, there were two ways to get that sort of body type. There was, the extreme amount of exercise and diet watching, and then there were drugs, like a lot of people taking steroids and shit. And, there was even one part where a trainer, a personal trainer's learning that his client's like taking drugs, and he's like, well, what kind of drugs? And they say cocaine. He's like, oh, phew, good. Because if it was a pot, you know, this guy could have a, go on a binge eating, eat Twinkies, and get his man booze back. But if it's cocaine, at least it's not affecting his diet. Speaking of Twinkies, I was reading this thing about Twinkies being revived and how the Hostess factory, or Hostess in general, I guess they had shut down 2 or 3 years ago. And then once Hostess shut down, Twinkies was revived, or Twinkies went out. But these people, the investment company, which specialized in buying up brands and reviving them, putting them back on the market and making them successful. Basically, that's what happened to Twinkies. With that, after 6 months of Twinkies not being on the market, these people, some guy, I don't know, it's not an article on the web, so I write in a magazine, but this dude put it back on the market, and they're doing well with Twinkies. And I remember when Twinkies went under, or Hostess went under. Was it Hostess that went under? People were just like, thank you, God, because Twinkies is a blight on our civilization. And it's a cause in the obesity epidemic, and not the primary cause. Here I am talking about unrealistic body standards. And also, I'm not praising Twinkies. But I think you should be, if you want a Twinkie, you should eat it. But also understand the consequences. If you're the type of person who even buys Twinkies, you're going to have issues. I think you're going to have problems. After looking at this, reading this article, there was this YouTube video I saw where it's this big fat guy, and he's sitting in a car, and he's reviewing Twinkies. Like, he bought some, and the guy's whole channel is just, hey, everyone, I'm fat, and I eat food, and I talk about eating that food. But you watch I'm watching this video, and I'm like, holy fuck. This stuff should be a controlled substance, because it was out of control, this guy. Eating Twinkies, raving about them for 11 minutes. I couldn't watch it. Got a minute in. I couldn't even get past the guy opening the box. I'm not trying to be on a high horse here. I got issues. I have food issues because I love binge eating, and I think the more I can do to avoid putting myself in that situation, that's why I think even my free time needs to be regimented, because if I'm not careful, I'm just going to sit on the couch, and the more I sit on a couch, I'm just going to feel more like going out and buying a box of Twinkies. I can't remember the last time I had a Twinkie. Maybe high school. Or a Ding Dong. What the fuck is a Ding Dong? It's just chocolate, creamy filled center. And a lot of super hydrogenated poison. You gotta eat some celery or an apple or something like that. I try to convince myself to not, when I start getting that itch of buying junk food, I was like, you know what a quarter pounder tastes like. You know that it's okay, it's not great, and you'll feel like shit for the rest of the day if you do this. And I got it. I think the same thing with Twinkies. And actually, I don't know what a Twinkie tastes like. I do know that when I eat sugar, I just get this feeling. This is probably the 30th episode I've mentioned the effects of sugar. I'll shut the fuck up. I'll shut up about it. What else is going on? I have been struggling to teach my dad how to use the computer. He is spoiled because, not spoiled, I don't know. No, I don't know what the right word for it. He is used to typing, and somehow he believes that the computer should automatically capitalize the first letter of a sentence for him. And he wants me to configure his Mac so that it can do that. And I have searched high and low, and I cannot find a solution other than, like, Text Expander, which is a... I don't want to get into that sort of stuff with him, but it's just not... It's not happening. And he's like, well, it happens on my iPad and my iPhone, so why can't it happen on my Mac? Why can't these guys figure it out? And when I look at it, all the research I've ever done is basically snarky threads that go, learn to type. Use the shift key. And I'm about ready to give up that battle. It's one of those things where it's 2015. Fucking computers have been around for ages already. Get with the program. Touch type. Do you guys touch type? Of course you do. Because you were born after 1980, most of you. And I thought we were on this progression of people learning how to type, like two-handed typing. And I wonder if we got off track with that because of mobile, you know, Android phones and iPhones and all that stuff, where now you might not have a primary computer. You just have this thing in your pocket. Or if you want to look up the movie times, that's how you do it. We had to type in web addresses back in the day to figure out what movies we didn't want to go to see, but we had to go to because we didn't know what else to do for a date. So not a whole lot new going on, not a whole lot new at all. Back a couple months ago, I was raving about the Momentum Sennheiser headphones, and I loved the sound of them, and I returned mine because they were just too small. And then I got, not hoodwinked, but I bought refurbished models because they were cheap. I hope I didn't get scammed. I don't think I got scammed because they sound the same, and they're just as uncomfortable, but I'm kind of hoping this time around I can adapt. I can break them in, but that's probably a unrealistic idea. So if I know Scotty was looking at that stuff, if I remember right, Scotty had big ears, so maybe he should look in a different direction. But these Sennheiser Momentum headphones are available on Amazon, and you gotta go through the buying options. And these are not the new ones. The new ones have bigger ear cups, but they're also like $350 for a wired version and $500 for a Bluetooth version. So I'm not jumping on that. I still want to try out those HD800s. Oh my God, they look so comfortable. And you put them on and you basically look like Professor Xavier from X-Men putting on your HD800s so you can listen to... I don't know, what are the new records that came out recently? New Square Pusher is out. I liked a couple tracks on it, but it wasn't... I don't know. Maybe you gotta listen to it more and more and more to get the genius. I think that's the thing that we're gonna lose in this next phase of the recorded music business, is that part of the reason you like the albums you like is because you listen to them over and over and over again. And you learn to enjoy them. Whereas now, when we go into the streaming era, you don't have to listen to the same stuff over and over again. You'll be constantly pursuing new stuff because there's always something coming out. So I wonder if that's going to be a problem when people realize the model of, oh, well, you get paid per stream and just make a good album and more people, or a good track, and more people will listen to it, and you'll make up your album sales. I don't believe that's going to happen, but what do I know? I'm just this guy. All right, about 20 minutes in, that's enough. You guys don't want to listen to me talk all fucking day. I'm going to stop try stopping swearing. No, why should I? It's just us. It's just us dudes. Or just me. All right. This has been Dancast episode 74. I'll talk to you all later.